Amazon wants to take it to the voters, trying to overturn provisions under the new state budget that would require the online retailer to collect sales tax for items sold in California. Right now, you're supposed to report to the State Board of Equalization or on your income tax form that you didn't pay sales tax on stuff you bought from Amazon or other online merchants. What the state's doing now is taking a three-pronged legislative tack to close the loopholes. We're joined live now by former State Senator George Runner from the Board of Equalization. Mr. Runner, Amazon has already quit its relationship with associates who have brick-and-mortar presence here in the state to get around one aspect of the legislation. How do you propose to go after this company to try to get them to collect the sales tax?
Well, first of all, the affiliates have brick-and-mortar presence in the state. There's no state constitution or the U.S. Constitution has never found that having an advertising presence, which is what the affiliates are brick and mortar. So that's really what this debate is all about, and that is whether or not under the U.S. Constitution that California can force Amazon to be the collector of sales tax, and I don't believe we can.
So, the state budget basically is relying on this money, and I guess my question is, just wishing it doesn't make it so, or does it?
No, it doesn't, and I was critical of this all the way through its discussion that we would never see this money. And in fact, the reality is California's going to see less money because as these associates or these affiliates are cut off, not only by Amazon, but by literally thousands of other out-of-state internet companies, California is going to probably losing about $150 million a year in income tax.
And people are going to be losing their jobs as perhaps some of these associates or these brick-and-mortar outfits relocate to outside of California.
Yeah, again, I'd be careful using the word brick-and-mortar because brick-and-mortar has a very clear definition under court law, under the court findings, and these are not identified as brick-and-mortar.
Okay, so what is the definition of presence in the state?
Well, by presence in the state, by way of Supreme Court decision, it is defined as brick-and-mortar. So that becomes things that are in the retail sales line directly on the purchase. For instance, if you are a store and you're selling something, or if you are distributing something and you have a place where orders go into, and as a result of that, orders are fulfilled in that state for something that's ordered. Those have all been upheld as brick-and-mortar presence for retail purposes.
How much money is at stake? How much is the state counting on getting, and how much aren't they going to get?
Well, the budget amount that was put in the budget to focus on this was about $200 million. I don't think the state was never going to see that money anyhow. And in fact, I think, again, the state's probably going to lose maybe up to $150 million a year in income tax.
We do appreciate you joining us and shedding some light on this effort. Again, that's former State Senator George Runner from the Board of Equalization on the state's efforts to recover sales tax payments from Amazon.com.